starting with T.I. He had a concert in New York City that around 10:15, there was a shootout. Not a shootout, but a shooting that started in a dressing room, not T.I.'s dressing room, but in a dressing room that resulted going into the crowd, killing one person, injuring three. And it was by rapper Troy Avenue, or Av, like the abbreviations of Avenue. I don't know if it's Avenue. But T.I. is fine. Everything's fine. And but those random people are not fine.
Those random people are not fine. Okay. Well,
people are crazy in New York City.
Especially at the rap shows.
There's always a shooting. Like, even at the with the basketball players at One Oak in Manhattan, New York.
Yep.
It's like, come on now.
Yep.
What's up with that? What's up with the... Well, you're not from New York. You're from Rochester. So that's like the clean-cut version of New York.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know about the clean-cut version, but...
New York City.
Yeah.
Nothing happens in Rochester.
No, that's not true. Rochester, we used to have... We had a huge mob... we had a huge mafia scene in Rochester.
Like, they go in the smaller areas of New York.
Well, you got to understand, out of all the cities in New York, Rochester in that region is was the biggest. So you have Buffalo, Syracuse.
Yeah.
Rochester was like the hub. You know, we had, and we still do, they're just not as big as it was, because the industry of film changed. They still do movie. Films still are on film, 35 millimeter film, but we have Kodak. Kodak is huge. I mean, that you can't get bigger than Kodak at the time for cameras and film. So we had Kodak. We had Xerox. We had Bausch & Lomb. They're the ones that make the Ray-Ban sunglasses.
Okay.
What else did we have? Paychex, which... I mean, if you're either using Paychex or you use, I don't know, the other payroll company, but Paychex is from Rochester. Charles Gelizano, billionaire, who owns Paychex. So Rochester, for as small as it was, had huge industry, and we had a huge mob scene there, like huge. We had, in the 80s, we had... I mean, it was wild out there. People getting shot and blown up in cars. It was wild. It was wild. Wild stuff. Wild stuff, Ivy.
All right. Kim and Kanye West are threatening to sue their former security guard, Steve Stanulis, who is the same guy that was fired by Kanye for allegedly flirting with Kim.
Okay.
But during New York Fashion Week, they hired him just for extra security because he had the Yeezus line, the new Yeezus line that he was doing for New York Fashion Week. And after that, the security guard started going to different news places and different publications saying how Kanye West has a very weird, bizarre attitude, persona, is a very strange person. So they're suing this guy for confidentiality, for violating the confidentiality agreement.
Okay.
Where, you know,
yeah,
people sign those things saying you can't talk about ABC.
Definitely, you can't talk, exactly.
And since he's opening his mouth, they're threatening to sue.
Oh. All right, well.
I would too if someone's blabbing their mouth.
Well, hell yeah.
And you're signing a contract saying you can't talk about all this stuff. And since he wasn't hired, and the thing is, he made it sound like he was a full-time security guard, and they're like, you're only hired for the New York Fashion Week, and then we fired you because you're flirting with my wife. You can't be doing that.
Yeah.
No disrespect.
All right.
All right. So, Lauren Conrad, who is the star for many moons of Laguna Beach and The Hills,
whoa,
is maybe working on a new reality show with MTV about her life as a fashion stylist, I believe is what she is. I know she's like a lifestyle blogger. She has books out, but I think her whole thing is she's like a stylist. And so she's working with MTV, but an official announcement will be made next Tuesday. And it's been 10 years since the first, May 31st will be 10 years since the very first episode of The Hill. So The Hill started May 31st, 2006. And in like 2012. Sorry, babe.
No. In the story yesterday, I don't know if it was The Inquirer or if it was People Mag. I don't remember what it was, but I think she's on the cover. And it's Where Are the Stars?
It's Us Magazine.
Okay.
And yes, it's like a she's telling all
Where are they now? Yeah. And the behind the scenes,
the real life of The Hills. Yeah.
I forgot about that. I was going to tell you because I know that you're a big Hills mark. You're watching it again. Yeah, you are. Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
You're watching The Hills again, and you play with dolls.
No, I'm watching The Only Way is Essex, which is a England version.
Go ahead.
All right. So Miranda Lambert's little pink pistol boutique out in Tishomingo.
What the hell's that?
Oklahoma.
Oh, that's near where building. You're from, Texas.
Not really.
Okay.
And has been closed down.
Okay.
And Blake Shelton bought the building / the Pink Pistol Boutique. And she's moving it to her hometown, Lindale, Texas.
Okay.
Which is, I think, right outside of Mesquite.
Is that near you?
I think. Texas has too many cities where it's like, I don't know where it is. I get all confused all the time. But yeah, so he's going to turn into something awesome. And he's from Tishomingo.
Okay.
So he, when they were together and they were a couple, I was like, oh, I get it. When they were a couple, he probably got her a boutique so she can have something to do when he was doing The Voice and flirting with Gwen Stefani.
Yeah.
And she needed something to keep her occupied if she wasn't making music.
Yeah.
So she had a little boutique for her. They divorce. She's, you know, moved back home in Lindale. And he's like, well, you take your little pink boutique and you bring it home and I'm going to buy this building and turn it into something awesome. I think he's going to turn it into a bar because he said he has a plan brewing. So sounds like a Shelton's Bar and Grill.
Well, that sounds good.
That's my opinion. That'd be funny. It's actually going to be called Shelton's Bar and Grill. Thank you. All right, so Dustin Diamond is back in jail for violating parole. Don't know how he violated parole since the Wisconsin jail won't say, and his team won't say, his lawyers and team won't say, but he is back in jail. He just can't stay out of trouble.
Well, not good.
He's a troublemaker.
He is a troublemaker. He's an a-hole.
I'm a troublemaker. Wait, no, it's Wild Card. Never mind. She says, I'm a wild card. It's that Maddie song, but I thought it was Troublemaker.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I keep kicking you. My bad.
All right. I'm dealing with this one over here.
I have sports news now.
Ooh, give it to me.
All right. So the Cavs are leading the series against the Raptors 3-2, beating them in Toronto 116-78. Kevin Love had 25 points. LeBron had 23, and Kyrie Irving had 23 as well. So they got one more game to go before they go to the main finals.
That's kind of exciting, right?
That'd be cool if it's – and the Thunder and the Warriors are tonight. Maybe the Thunder could take it in and go 4-1.
I think – where are they playing?
I think in Oklahoma. I don't know. I don't remember.
They're playing in Oklahoma. I would say they're.
I would have to relook.
Yeah, you have to look. Okay.
Tonight. All right. So the San Jose Sharks, for the first time in franchise history, and they're 25. They're going their 25th season, anniversary season as a team, have made it to the Stanley Cup Finals. they were actually playing for the Stanley Cup, either against the Pittsburgh Penguins or the Tampa Bay Lightning. So congratulations, San Jose Sharks. They beat the St. Louis Blues in Game 6, 5-2. It kicks some blue tie. So, I'll go for San Jose. It's part of California.
I'm not a big hockey person.
I know,
but
still. All right. It's fun when they fight. All right. So, the coach of the Baylor Bears, Art Briles, has been fired along with the athletic director and Ian McCaw and the president, Ken Starr, for there's an investigation going on of multiple players, football players, being involved in rape accusations.
Uh-oh.
The school is being sued for Tevin Elliott. He's one of the players that sexually assaulted somebody. And other players have sexually assaulted other people, but the school is being sued for this Tevin Elliott case for now.
Mm-hmm.
But the coach, the president, and the athletic director are in trouble as well with it. Sounds like something where it was like someone had a party that everybody was at, and all this stuff went down, and no one kind of stopped situations from happening.
Of course.
That's what it sounds like. Should be interesting. All right, so Drew Brees says that he would love to talk about a long-term extension with the Saints before the season starts, and if not, he wants to talk about after because he doesn't like talking about negotiations or contracts during the season. He's in his fifth year. He's in the final year of his five-year contract that's worth $100 million. So he's like one of the highest-paid quarterbacks in the NFL.
He's
37 years old. So we'll see. And I think a lot of it goes, well, I could be like Peyton plays till I'm 41. But then again, it's like one of those things if he can't make it to playoffs and if he can't make it, you know, to a Super Bowl, then they'll probably say, are you going to retire?
It'll be interesting to see how long Breeze can stay around for. Because he's always been pretty much, you know, pretty healthy.
Yeah.
And he's always, he's like Tom Brady. Yeah, they've had their injuries, but they just don't seem like, they're losing a step. But Peyton Manning didn't seem like he lost a step until like last year or the year before. Yeah. Like Peyton Manning was still strong when he was 37. He was still strong when he was 30. I think it went south all of a sudden when he was like 39.
Well, whenever he had his neck, that neck injury totally did him in because he was already in that.
Yeah, but he was still, remember, he was still strong with Denver.
Yeah.
He fell apart
when Ashley
not last season. Yeah. Not last season he was abysmal, but the season before was the start.
Yeah.
Was that when they lost in the playoffs? Remember they lost it in the playoffs,
yeah,
to what was it, Indy? We saw the game.
Yeah.
Remember we were in Vegas.
Yeah. That wasn't Seahawks. I think it was Indy. Yeah, it was Indy because they made a big deal how he was reuniting with one of his old former coaches.
They won the Super Bowl this year, and then the year before, it was...
What's wrong with Peyton?
No, but who won it the year before? It was...
Whoever beat the Seahawks.
New England.
Yeah.
It was New England and the Seahawks.
Yeah.
So that season was the season when Peyton started to poop the bed. And then last season... He was horrible.
Yeah.
So the season before, it was like, is this maybe it for Peyton? And I think he was 30. I think he was 38 then. Wasn't he 38?
He's 41. He just turned 41.
Yeah, he just turned 41. So he played when he was 40.
Yeah.
So he went south when he was 38. So maybe Breeze will hit 38 and everything will fall apart.
Yeah. just never know. Or you can be like Tom Brady and just stay healthy. I mean, Tom Brady's going 39.
He hasn't fallen apart yet either.
I think he's going to play until he's 50. He's on. Giselle has him on the best diet, so he will be like Bionic Man for like ever.
Well, I mean, Brett Favre could have kept playing. You know, he still had it. He was just on the Jets and whatever.
All right, one more story. Joy Kim Noah of the Chicago Bulls is reaching his final year after 9 seasons with the Bulls. He could not be returning because he will be a free agent this summer.
Okay.
There's a little rumor within the players talking, saying that Noah is having issues with the front office. They did get a new coach. But Noah's team says no. He has no indication that he doesn't want to play with the Bulls. If they pick him up, that's great. If not, another team will get him. He's only 31, too, so. He's been with them since he was 20.
All right.
So we shall see. I remember I got him mixed up with that Steven Adams kid from Thunder, the one that got kicked in the groin.
Oh, yeah.
Because they look so much alike. And I kept thinking, I was like, oh my gosh, there's a guy from, but I was like, no, because it's Steven Adams and I'm not Noah.
So. I get it. All right. That's that.
My name is Katie. This is Rob the Carrie Show. We'll see you all tomorrow for Fun Friday. Have a great day.
Tomorrow is Fun Friday. Everybody likes Fun Friday.